With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hundreds of police officers are scouring the Brown University campus and nearby neighborhoods in the hunt for a shooter who killed two people and wounded nine others in a classroom. The search stretched late into a second day after the Saturday afternoon shooting on the Ivy League campus in Providence during final exams. Police have released surveillance video showing the suspect calmly walking away from the scene. The suspect's face isn't visible in the video, and investigators say it isn't clear whether the suspect is a student. Providence Mayor Brett Smiley says the suspect is still on the run.
At this time, we have no further update to provide in the status of our investigation and the search for the individual who is still at large.
A settlement has been reached for hundreds of clergy abuse victims in New Orleans.
The Archdiocese of New Orleans will pay at least $230 million to hundreds of victims of sexual abuse by clergy. Earlier this month, some survivors behind the more than 500 abuse claims testified how they are still affected decades later. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump has signed an executive order pressuring states not to regulate AI. Heritage Foundation analyst Wes Hodges tells Salem Radio that the order is a necessary first step to set parameters for any future regulatory efforts.
You need common sense guardrails. It's the only way to scale a powerful technology like this in a free society. So what the executive order does is it addresses some legitimate concerns about rogue state AI laws that, you know, may go across their borders into other states and put undue burdens on AI developers.
An Arctic air blast is plunging south from Canada, spreading into the northern United States. In Grand Forks, North Dakota, it feels like minus 36 degrees there. Cold air mass pushing south and east with winter advisories as far as Alabama and Georgia. This is SRN News. It's that time of year for the Bible verse of the year.
YouVersion, the most popular free Bible app in the world, has been crunching the numbers, and it reports that Isaiah 41:10 was the portion of Scripture most likely to be searched by people in 2025. The familiar verse reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Given the condition of the world, perhaps this isn't surprising. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Internet has become a powerful weapon for anti-Semitic groups to get their message out and recruit people. Experts warn the next frontier for such extremists is AI. Anti-Semitic organizations are already using AI tools to create targeted propaganda, manipulate images, audio and videos, and evade detection. One extremist social network has even built a Hitler chat box that users can talk to. Anti-Semitism has always been a problem but is on the rise. This is SRN News. A piece of original Star Wars artwork has sold for nearly $4 million at auction. Heritage Auctions' Charles Epting says the Star Wars painting, made by Tom Young in 1977, is of historical significance for the film industry.
This is the piece of art that was used in magazine and newspaper advertisements before the film came out. The film was released towards the end of May 1977. This piece of art started appearing in newspapers in the middle of May. So for most of America, this was the first time they got a glimpse of the galaxy far, far away. This would have been the first time that they ever saw Darth Vader, Luke Skywalker.
If you're feeling overwhelmed by the pressure to spend money on gifts, parties, and travel this holiday season, you're not alone. This time of year, market is the most wonderful, can quickly become stressful. That's especially true now with the job market tough, student loans, credit card debt rising. Experts say it's important that spending money is not the only way you show love to friends and family. More details at srnnews.com.